full body scan meditation. The body scan meditation is normally done lying on your back, on a mat, on the ground, or on your bed, perhaps with a small pillow under your head or knees to make it more comfortable for you. Allow your arms to be a few inches away from your body, with your palms facing up if that feels comfortable. If for any reason you don't want to lie on your back, you can practice the body scan meditation in any posture you prefer, including sitting if you want, or even walking. If seated on a chair, ensure the seat is able to sufficiently support your back for this practice. Most people prefer to close their eyes for this meditation, but if you find yourself feeling sleepy, try practicing with your eyes open. Also experiment with different times of the day, avoiding practicing just before a heavy meal. Mindfulness is to help you fall awake rather than fall asleep. However, if you're having trouble sleeping, you can try the body scan to help you with your insomnia. Begin by becoming aware of the feeling of your own natural breath. You can feel your breathing around your nose, chest, or down in your belly or lower abdomen. Feel the whole of each in-breath and the whole of each out-breath. You don't need to change or judge your breathing. Simply allow the rate and depth of your breathing to be as it is. If you find your breathing changing as you pay attention to it, that's okay too. As you continue to focus your mindful attention on your own breathing, before long, your mind will wander off into other thoughts. That's totally normal. Mindfulness is not about forcing your thoughts to stop. All you need to do is, as soon as you've noticed that your mind has wandered off, to gently guide your attention back to whatever we're focusing on, which at the moment is your breath. Now move the focus of your mindful attention from your breath, down your body, all the way down the left leg, and into the big toe of your left foot. Notice if you can feel any physical sensation in the big toe of your left foot. Perhaps you can feel the temperature or the contact between the toe and your socks. Or perhaps you can't feel any sensation at all. If this is the case, that's okay. Just become aware of the absence of sensation in this part of your body. Now become aware of the little toe in your left foot. See if you can feel anything at all in your little toe. And now include the toes in between too. Now continuing to expand your mindful awareness to the ball of your left foot and the whole of the sole of your left foot. Bring a sense of curiosity to your experience as best you can. Continue to expand your awareness to the upper side of the left foot. Become aware of the network of bones, ligaments, and tendons within the foot itself, if you can. Now, when you're ready, Feel the whole of the left foot, both the outside and inside of the foot. Now, as you naturally breathe in, imagine or feel the breath going down your body, down the left leg, and all the way into the left foot. And as you breathe out, imagine or feel the breath going out of your foot, up your body, and back out of your nose. This may help to soften any excess tension in your foot and bring a gentle, curious, mindful awareness to the foot. If this just confuses you, then just let it go for now and try again at some other time, perhaps. When you're ready, allow your left foot to fade into the background of your attention. Shift your awareness to the lower part of the left leg. Begin by noticing the most obvious, gross sensations if you can. Perhaps the contact of your clothes with the skin, or how cold or warm the lower parts of your leg feels. Maybe you can feel your shin bone or your calf muscle underneath. Gradually, allow your attention to become more subtle, noticing the movement of blood in the lower leg, perhaps. When you're ready, breathe into this lower part of your leg. Imagine or feel the breath going down from your nose or mouth, all the way into the leg, and back up and out again as you breathe out. Breathing in a mindful awareness. Breathing in a sense of warmth and gentleness. A sense of kindness and curiosity. Then, when you're ready, letting this lower leg fade into the background of your awareness. Now become aware of your left knee. Connect with your kneecap, the sides of your knee, and the soft underside of the knee. Feel the sensations inside the knee itself. Continue to bring a sense of curiosity and kindness to your experience as best you can. Now breathe into your left knee as you naturally breathe in, and breathe out of your knee as you naturally breathe out. When you're ready, allow the knee to fade into the background of your awareness as you move your attention to the upper part of your left leg. Notice the whole of the upper part of your left leg, getting a general sense of the physical sensations there. Feel the sensations in the thigh muscle above and the hamstring underneath. Bring a sense of acceptance to your experience, if you can, particularly if you're feeling an unpleasant sensation. Feel inside this part of your leg if you can, feeling the muscles and bones if possible. Now breathe into and out of the upper part of your left leg, bringing a sense of kindness and curiosity to your experience. Now become aware of your left leg as a whole. How does it feel different compared to the right leg? Now shift the spotlight of your awareness across your pelvis, down the right leg, all the way into the big toe of the right foot. What sensations, if any, can you feel? Then become aware of the little toe in your right foot. Is there any sensation at all in that little toe? And now include all the toes in between too. Perhaps you can feel a warmth or coolness there, or maybe the contact of the toes with each other. Now move your attention to the ball of your right foot, and then the whole of the sole of the right foot. Feel the right ankle that joins your right foot to the rest of your leg. Now feel the upper side of your right foot, feeling the firmer mesh of bones and muscles and tendons. Remember, if you can't feel anything, you don't need to worry about it. It's quite common. Just be aware of the absence of sensation. Now feel the whole of the right foot. Go right into the centre of the foot and breathe in and out of the right foot. Breathe a mindful awareness into the right foot. When you're ready, allow this part of your body to fade into the background of your awareness. Now become aware of the lower part of your right leg, including the right knee this time. Be mindful of the space it occupies and the range of different sensations in this part of your body. Notice how the knee feels compared to the lower leg. Get a sense of the temperature of your lower leg and contact of your clothes with the skin. Notice if the sensations are staying the same or are subtly changing from moment to moment. Now breathe into and out of the lower right leg and knee. Breathing a sense of acceptance and curiosity into this part of your body. Then, when you're ready, allow your right leg, up to and including your knee, to fade into the background of your awareness. Slowly shift your attention to the upper part of the right leg, between your right knee and your hip. Get a sense of how this part of your body feels as a whole. Then begin to notice any particular sensations that are most obvious. Gradually allow your attention to move to the more subtle feelings. As best you can, sustain your attention on the upper part of your right leg from moment to moment. Breathe in and out of your right leg. Feel your breath nourishing this part of your body, if that works for you. Then, when you're ready, you can allow your right leg to fade into the background of your awareness. Now notice how both your legs feel compared to the rest of your body. Now move your attention to the region of the hips, pelvis, buttocks, and delicate organs in this part of your body. Be mindful of the range of different sensations here. Is there any tension or holding in this part of your body? Now imagine, if you like, that the pelvis is like a bowl that can be filled with air. Each time you naturally breathe in, imagine the bowl of your pelvis is filling with nourishing oxygen, breathing in a sense of kindness and warmth into this part of your body. Then, when you're ready, allow your hips and pelvis region to fade into the background of your awareness. Now shift your attention to your lower back. For many, this is a region of tension and tightness. Become aware of the region of your lower back, including the spine if you can. Notice any subtle changes as you naturally breathe in and out. Now expand your attention round to your belly, your lower abdomen. Can you feel the belly rising as you breathe in and falling as you breathe out? Feel the skin naturally stretching as your belly expands and contracts, if you can. Now move your attention into your stomach. Does your stomach feel empty or full? How does it feel to notice your stomach, just as it is, with acceptance and gentleness? This region of your body is often where you may feel emotions. What emotions are present here for you, if any? As best you can, acknowledge your experience as it is. Even if the feeling is uncomfortable and unpleasant. Mindfulness is about accepting that this is your experience just as it is, just in this moment. Now take a slightly deeper in-breath into your belly. Hold your breath for a few moments. And then breathe out and allow this region of the lower torso to fade into the background of your attention. Now move your mindful awareness to the mid and upper back. Be aware of the vertebrae that make up your spine as best you can. Notice the range of different sensations in your back. If there is a part that is particularly uncomfortable, see if you can bring some curiosity to your experience and notice what the pain actually feels like from moment to moment, rather than just criticizing or denying the sensation. As stated before, if you feel very uncomfortable and want to move, of course you can, and this would be an act of kindness towards yourself, which is what mindfulness is all about. Remember to move in a mindful way. So any movement is a part of the mindfulness practice. Now move your attention to the area of the sides of your ribcage and the top of your ribcage. Your chest. Feel how your ribcage rises and falls as you breathe in and out. Perhaps you can feel your heart beating. Bring a sense of gratitude for the many vital organs housed within your ribcage that are functioning for your health and well-being at this moment. Notice if you can feel any emotions in this region of your chest and see if you can give space and listen to the emotions. As best you can, not judging or fighting the emotion, no matter how uncomfortable it may seem. Can you begin to notice how awareness is the bedrock from which emotions are arising? When you're ready, take a deeper breath into the region of your chest. Hold your breath for a few seconds, and then slowly let your breath go. Now move your attention up through your shoulders, down both your arms, right down into the tips of your fingers and thumbs of both hands together. Include the fingers and the thumbs themselves with the numerous joints. Now move your attention to the palms of both your hands and the back of both your hands. Do your hands feel cold or warm? Does one hand feel different compared to the other? Now move your attention up to both your wrists and both your forearms. Feel the sensation in the skin and deep into the muscles and tendons if you can. Now move up to your elbows. Is there any sensation on the inside or outside of your elbows? Now moving to both your upper arms, feeling the bicep and tricep muscles, even feeling the bone inside your arms if you can. Now moving up to include your shoulders. Here's another place where tension can become trapped. Rather than immediately trying to get rid of any tightness, see if you can simply notice the sensation in your shoulders, even if it's unpleasant. Be with the sensation with a soft, kind, and gentle awareness. Sustain your attention from moment to moment. Now, as you naturally breathe in, imagine or feel your breath going down from your nose or mouth, through your shoulders and arms, right to your fingertips. And as you breathe out, your breath goes back up from your hands, up through your shoulders, and out of your nose or mouth. Let your breath bring a mindful awareness with it as far as you can, which includes a kindness to yourself, as well as a sense of curiosity and an acceptance of your experience. Then, when you're ready, let it go. Now move your awareness to your neck. Become aware of the back of your neck, seeing if there's any tension there. Then moving to the side and front of your neck, including your voice box. Perhaps you can feel the movement of air passing through your neck. Now become mindful of your jaw. Is your jaw clenched? Become aware of your upper and lower lips. Go inside your mouth. feeling the inside of your cheeks, your gums, your teeth and tongue. Now become aware of your nose, with your breath going in and out. Your eyelids, your eyes and your eye sockets. Your temples and your forehead. Is your forehead frowning? Be aware of your face as a whole. And see if you can accept your sensations just as they are. Now move your attention to the sides of your head, including your ears. Now the back of your head, noticing the weight of your head. Finally, moving to the top of your head. How do you feel now you've made it to the top of your head? Is there a sense of relief? Be curious about your feelings. You can practice this following visualization if you're okay with it. Imagine a space at the top of your head and a space at the soles of your feet. Now imagine or feel your breath sweeping up and down your body as you naturally breathe in and out. Get a sense of your breath moving from the tips of your toes to the top of your head and back down again, as best you can. Imagine all the cells in your body being nourished with oxygen as you breathe, which they are. Allow each of your cells to be healed as your breath nourishes them in this mindful way. If you feel uncomfortable in practicing this, just let it go for now and try it another time. Now let go of any effort you've been making to practice mindfulness. Simply rest in your own sense of being. Just be as you are. Rest with your own inner sense of presence, just as you are. Your being is whole, perfect, and complete, just as it is. So just rest in your own natural state of being. Whatever you're thinking and however you're feeling, your sense of being, your awareness, is always with you. Rest as that solid, grounded, and silent presence. Now congratulate yourself for having taken the time and energy to practice mindfulness for your own health and well-being, an act of kindness to yourself. In looking after yourself in this way, you will also be better able to help those close to you. As you come to the end of this mindful practice, become aware of your transition into whatever you need to do next, and bring a sense of mindful attention to that activity too.